Should we all throw our weight behind England's efforts? Pundit Mike Parry's on the line. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
And John Laverty from the Belfast Telegraph. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, to you first, Mike. Would you like to see us all coming out and supporting England?
Well, I very much hope so. I mean, you know, we all live under the same passport. We live in the same country called the United Kingdom, and we are united, I hope. And what I find very, very odd about this situation is that whilst some people in Northern Ireland or in Ulster will support England, there'll be others who don't. And I just don't get it. And I have the same problem with my friends in Scotland and Wales. Some smattering of them will reluctantly support England, but the majority won't. And yet, when I am watching one of the other home teams, as I call them, you know, Northern Ireland or Scotland or Wales, in a competition, home or abroad, against other opposition, I always want them to win. I just don't get this idea that, you know, we can't all pull together in the same direction.
Why do you think that is, though, Mike?
Well, I think it's envy, to be honest. And I know that sounds awful to accuse people of being jealous of England's success, but it doesn't make any sense to me. On two occasions, I think Northern Ireland have been, when they've been in the World Cup, in the three campaigns that you've done, on two occasions, I think you were the country with the smallest population of any team who got to the finals. And so it's obvious that countries like Northern Ireland and Wales and Scotland can't possibly hope to emulate the progress that England make in international competitions.
But what sort of progress? England haven't won anything since 1966, as we keep hearing.
No, I totally agree with you, but at least we have on a regular basis, not always, but on a regular basis, we have qualified for the finals, gone there, and in 1990, for instance, had a very exciting campaign. But it's not just that, really. It's the whole sort of, you know, carnival and sort of enthusiasm that follows England around the world, which I think people get jealous of, and not just people in Northern Ireland, but people abroad, people in even Germany and France and Spain, which are successful footballing countries. They see the English arrive in any competition and they're immediately against us and antagonistic because we have such a huge following of fans. And I think that's what does people in. When you look at it, so many Northern Ireland footballers, starting with Danny Blanchflower, I heard you mention earlier, and his brother, of course, Jackie Blanchflower, who played for Manchester United, and then going through George Best, and then Norman Whiteside, who, to my chagrin, as an Everton fan, scored the winning goal for Manchester United at Wembley, but is the youngest ever World Cup player. The bonds between our two countries, Northern Ireland and England, are so strong, I would be astonished if we didn't get 95% support of the people of Northern Ireland for England's World Cup campaign.
John Laverty, are we all just jealous then?
Oh, yes, of course. I'll get back to that in a minute, but what I will say is this, that there are over here, I mean, you mentioned at the start, Lisa, they are love England or you hate them, but there's actually a third category, and I think I'm in that. There's the indifferent category. I mean, as a guy who was born and raised in Northern Ireland, I mean, why should I support England? I don't hate England. I don't wish them any ill will, but, I mean, why should I support them? I mean, the thing about supporting a football team, to me, it's the purest form of fidelity. In relationships in your life, you go off with other people or you come back or you. But with regard to football teams, you don't change your allegiance. And,
so you can switch the wives about, but you can't change your football team.
You could change partners. You could change partners several times during your life, but rarely does anybody change. Like you interviewed Martin McGuinness there. He said he's been a Man United fan since he's been eight. A bit like myself. It was the Munich air crash that got him supporting Manchester United. With me, it was obviously the rise of George Best in the middle and late 60s when I was a young guy. And you know, ever since that time, I mean, I've always stuck to them. I mean, I don't just because say Man United are not in a particular, you know, in the Champions League or something, doesn't mean I support somebody else.
Well, Nooley's been a Man United fan for a year.
That you support.
Go ahead, Mike.
And the country, of course. I mean, Mike's talking about England. He was talking about England as if England is Great Britain. England is not Great Britain. England is a separate country, not Great Britain.
Isn't there a difference between saying, well, I don't suddenly switch my allegiance from Northern Ireland to England, and actually being actively against England? Why do you want to be actively against England?
Well, I'm not actively against England, but I do understand why some people are. And I'll give you a few examples. I mean, I used to be the football correspondent of the paper, so I've been around quite a lot, especially including with the England team at World Cups, you know. But first of all, there's two reasons, Mike. First of all, there's thankfully not so bad now, but the historic poor performance of the fans. Now, I was at Lansdowne Road in 1995 when they wrecked the place. I was a few feet away from that. I was also at the World Cup in France in 98 when they wrecked Marseille, and I saw that too. You know, a frightening, horrific scenes. They have not done the reputation of England abroad. They haven't done it any good. And that has followed England around.
Even,
thankfully, it's not so bad now. But the other problem, the other main problem is the English media. And, including the BBC, I must say, including, you know, just before a tournament, suddenly England becomes we and us. You know, the BBC forget they broadcast, and ITV, of course, and Sky, they forget they broadcast to all the home countries and the Republic of Ireland. And suddenly, people, even like Alan Green, a former columnist in the Belfast Telegraph, uses like, that was the goal we wanted. Well, it's not the goal I wanted. It's not the goal somebody in Glasgow wanted, or Cardiff. Maybe not. But
what is Alan Green supposed to say?
This assumption that that everybody is cheering on England. It's wrong.
Okay, let Mike respond there. Go ahead, Mike.
That is not an assumption at all. What is Alan Green supposed to say, considering that it's not the goal we want.
Let him finish. Let him finish, John.
Whenever Healy scored against England in Windsor Park in 2005, that was the goal I wanted, you know, for my team, Northern Ireland, that I support. Not the goal we wanted.
Well, look, if he's talking into a microphone and that microphone is distributing words across the whole of the United Kingdom, there are bound to be people who aren't English listening to it. He can't suddenly interrupt
but
his...
John, let him finish for a wee second. Go ahead, Mike.
They do it every couple of years. Every Euro Championship, every World Cup. This sudden mass hypnosis or something where everybody in the media, even people who aren't English, you know, in the media, suddenly refer to England as we and us. And that's... that leads to a lot of antagonism against the England team. And don't forget, 1996, when Piers Morgan, then the editor of the Mirror, you know, got a tank driven through Berlin, and put up a front page saying, you know, for you Fritz, Euro 96 is over. Achtung, surrender. I mean, that's the sort of thing that is not going to endear people to the English football team. And the irony is, the English football team is full of players that we support every week in at the club level with Liverpool, Manchester United, etc.
Okay, John, now if you interrupt Mike this time, you're going on the naughty step. Go ahead, Mike.
I don't know what Piers Morgan's got to do with it. He lives in America anyway, and that was, you know, a very long time ago.
John.
I'm sorry, he does.
Anyway, I won't interrupt again.
Go ahead, Mike.
John, you are so malevolent to England. This is what I'm saying. I just don't know where all this bitterness comes from people who live in Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales towards the English. Don't you understand, man, that the bigger the game gets in England, the more successful we are as a national team.
But it's not just the home nations, Mike.
The spillover to Northern Ireland will be enormous. We take players from Northern Ireland on a regular basis to English clubs, develop them, they become great players, and that's to the benefit of the whole... of the whole of the province.
Yeah. It's not just the home nations, though, is it? Hang on a wee second, John. John, bear with me a wee second. Mike, but it's not just the home nations, because there's a tremendous rivalry with Australia as well.
Yeah.
And that, so is the common denominator here England?
Well, no, I don't know what Australia's got to do with it. We all live under the same passport. Therefore, I think we are a band of brothers. That's the way I see it, OK? I've got no problem supporting Scotland or Wales or Northern Ireland, and I find it amazing that small-minded individuals, like the guy who's on the other end of this line, who think that it's shocking and terrible to display any sort of enthusiasm for England, I don't know where they're coming from. It's no wonder that, you know, people live in enclosed little worlds when they think like that.
Gentlemen, I'm going to stop you both there, and I'm going to bring in John in Derry/Londonderry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who will you be supporting then?
I just enjoyed listening to that argument. I'll be supporting England all the way, yeah.
Oh, so Mike will be pleased to hear from you this morning.
England, because they're our neighbours and our friends, and We go to football in England, we watch English teams, we watch them on the football on the TV every week, so I don't see why we shouldn't support England.
Who's your Premier League team, John?
Well, I don't have a Premier League team. I don't have a favourite team, but my Irish League team would be Lanfield.
Okay.
I'm a season ticket for Lanfield, so I don't have time to go over to watch English football, but I used to go and watch Manchester United.
What does our caller think of those, like the guy on the other end of this line, who are so anti-English?
I think it's disgraceful. We should be getting behind the English team now because they're the only local team that qualified for the World Cup finals, so we should get behind them.
Exactly. Well, if Northern Ireland were in the finals and England weren't, I'd be an avid Northern Ireland supporter.
Yeah, that's right. I know that. I know people in England who would be.
I'd be flying a green and white flag and I'd want them to go all the way.
Yep,
okay, John, thank you. Mark Cosgrove, Ulster Unionist Councillor in Newton Abbey, has just phoned in. Who will you be supporting, Mark?
I'll be supporting England, absolutely no doubt. I mean, obviously, I'm a block picker at Northern Ireland, go to every match home and away, but we're not there, and I'd be a bit like Mike. You know, I would support all the home countries if they're playing any foreign opposition. I don't actually understand the anti-English rhetoric, and there's a lot of hypocrisy in it. I mean, I go every other week or every week nearly, as my wife would tell you, to watch English football.
Who do you go to watch?
And I can't Leeds, unfortunately.
But, I'm sorry for your trouble.
As John Lavery says, it's a lifelong affliction through thick and thin, or thin and thin in our case, but you know, I can't understand people who support English clubs, cheer on somebody, wear an England footballer shirt in the case of a lot of Liverpool and Man United fans every week, go to work, and then as soon as they put on an England shirt, suddenly they hate them. It's just crazy.
Mm. I totally agree, John. You're absolutely right there. I mean...
That's Mark.
Mark, there's a problem with people who, for some unknown reason, won't support the English football team, and it must be deeper rooted than just football affection, because the point is, I'm not asking anybody to suddenly stop being Northern Irish, to stop being patriotic to where you were brought up. I'm just saying that the closest thing you've got to a team in the World Cup, if Northern Ireland don't get there, is England, because as you quite rightly say, when you've had to suffer sitting in Leeds United's ground for the past 10 years, you see the worst of English football and you like to appreciate the best of it.
And we're still a bigger club than your little team at Everton, I'll tell you that.
But Mike, the thing is, it's not just one of the home nations. This is a problem in Scotland and Wales as well. So, I mean, England must be doing something wrong.
Well, I don't think we're doing anything wrong at all. And by the way, I don't think it's in Wales. I was brought up on the Welsh border in Chester, which is, you know, just outside Merseyside. And I don't see this anti-English rhetoric going on. I don't see, you know, in fact, I see the flag of St George flying all over the British Isles. I know people will counter that by saying, well, you know, hang on, that could be an Englishman who's moved to Scotland or to Wales or something like that. But I just don't get the anti-English attack that we get from the other countries. I just don't understand it. I wouldn't go around desecrating the flag of Wales or anything like that. And whenever England have played Wales, I've enthusiastically gone for a festival of football in which both sides enjoy being involved in that sort of combat, that sort of football. And as I say, and I repeat this, if England weren't at the World Cup finals, of course I'd support Northern Ireland or Wales or Scotland.
John Laverty?
Well, once again, let me repeat, I'm not anti-English. I was merely pointing out why some people are, and Mike seems to have gone deaf when I was giving those reasons, because he says I can't see why.
I've
already explained why the historic aspect, the tribal aspect, the fact that England fans have run amok around the world in the past,
all those reasons
are reasons why people, not me, people do not like England, and I'm merely contributing to this argument. I am the indifferent one. I don't like I said earlier. I don't switch to England because Northern Ireland are there. If they do well, I'm happy for them, but I don't support them. That's the point.
Mike, John has a point in that if you're not English, it isn't compulsory to support England.
Of course it's not. Of course it's not compulsory, but it's also not compulsory to wish them ill. It's not compulsory to start talking like John is.
I'm not wishing them ill at all.
And the bitterness of it all.
Three sets
what
of fans.
The fans? What
okay.
Are the fans?
Indifferent and supportive. And we've had all three on today.
Okay, John Hayes is on the line. Good morning.
Did you just see what you started?
What did I do? How are you enjoying the discussion this morning?
I hate it. I can't stand football. I don't want to know about football. Why do I want to know about football? Where can I escape to for the next few months? I have football, I have golf, I have cricket, I have whatever.
What are you going to do for the next month, John?
I don't know. It's with the radio off. I'm going to have to do something. I even tried another station. They're at it as well.
Everybody's at it, it has to be said.
Of course they are.
Listen, I want to also ask another question, put another point and another point of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Get this right. What is the definition of English?
Well, it's somebody who supports an England team that's wearing an England shirt, isn't it? That's the definition of English. The definition of English is that footballer who plays probably in the English leagues eligible to wear an England shirt and play for the England international team, you know, as opposed to somebody like Norman Whiteside or George Best or Danny Blanchflower.
I lived for many years in the south of England, and as far as they were concerned, anything north of Watford was foreign.
Well, that's not quite true, is it? I mean, you know, the M25...
Well, I know that, and you know that, but...
In football terms, that's even less true than in sort of sociological terms, because for about the last 30 years, up until recently, most of the best teams in England were in the north of England anyway, in Merseyside or Manchester or the North East, and it's only recently that... Well, when I say recently, the last decade, that London teams like Chelsea and Arsenal have sort of caught up. So I don't accept that at all. It's very English in England, on Merseyside, in Manchester, in the northeast of England, because of the fervour and the passion of the football fans to their local teams. There's a culture there which exceeds the culture of football in the southeast of England.
But you do find, Mike Parry, I have friends who are from Liverpool who are Liverpool fans, friends from Manchester who are Manchester United fans, and they, certainly two of them I know of, really aren't that bothered about England at all. It's all about their club teams.
Oh, I accept that. I mean, I've spent the last 10 or 12 years following around the globe, you know, two competitions, to South Africa and Portugal and out to the Far East. And the majority of England fans who go come from the smaller clubs. The England travelling fans, it's an interesting thing, actually, because the FA have recently changed the qualification in number of points you get for attending England matches. And the reason is that a lot of England fans who go abroad and follow England don't even go to the home games in England. They are travelling England fans. But our friend earlier, who's been, you know, rambling on about, you know, England fans being disgraceful over the years. Yes, but the English FA did something about that. They brought strict rules in as to membership of the travelling fans club. And I haven't seen in the last 10 or 12 years one incident of an England fan misbehaving abroad. So, I mean, historically, if people want to say, well, I don't like England because, you know, they beat up this stadium and that stadium. Well, we could talk about the Scottish, couldn't we, wrecking Wembley. But that was 30 or 40 years ago. And we hope it doesn't happen anymore. But it's not a good reason to say that country's a disgrace because a handful of fans pulled a crossbar down.
George is in Belfast. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Lisa. See, you've started and he's only away a half an hour.
But aren't we all the happier for it, George? Aren't we all the happier
Listen,
for it?
I have a couple of points. My St. George's Cross is flying proudly outside the house. I'm more than hope, I have to say, than expectation. So it is. I'll be supporting England, as I would do, I have to emphasise, if any of the home nations, including the Republic of Ireland, were in it. Because it's all home-based players, and you have to cheer who's on there. So it's sport, after all, we have to raise above sport. I'm disappointed in John Lavery bringing the excuse of England fans fighting years ago and excuses of the why we wouldn't be supporting England. You know, without the English Premier League, John and his colleagues, 90% of them would be out of a job, not reporting the English Premier
well,
League.
Let John, let John respond to you there, George. Go ahead, John.
There does seem to be collective hearing problems this morning. Again, I did not say I was anti-English. I was explaining why there is an anti-English brigade. I explained the reasons for that. I do not dislike England. I was at the World Cup in 94, and it was definitely missing England. England make a tournament. You know, the England needs to be in a tournament. You know, and one thing Mike is right about is there can't be an envy thing among the other home countries, because England obviously qualify a lot more than the other ones do, and there may be a little envy thing there as well, but I'm certainly not hostile towards England. What I'm saying is I'll be watching every one of their games, including the one on Saturday night against Italy. And
Okay, Jen, stay there for me.
The longer England are in, the more interesting it'll be for us in the media.
John,